Yerushalmi Ma'aseh Sheni, corresponding to Bavli Bechoyos, Daf Lamed. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Ches Amud Beis, in the middle of the page on the 15th line, with the words of Yosi Shamala. Rabbi Yosi Shamala, min hacha, shvur, shle eichel, v'ochel, v'shosa, if you say, ein echayev ela achas. So now a third attempted source for that eating is included in drinking, Rabbi Yosi learns it from here, is a Mishnah in Maseches Shavuos that says, if a person made an oath by saying, an oath that I will not eat, and he ate and drank, he's only liable once. And this shows the eating includes drinking. And then we now take out the next nine words in the Girsen. It should say as follows. Amrin chevraya koimi Rabbi Yosi omar debasa shvur shle'ichal v'eshte v'ochal v'shasa chayev shtayim. Chevraya said to Rabbi Yosi, that's from the latter statement of that Mishnah, that says, an oath that I will not eat or drink, and he ate or drank, he's liable twice. This actually shows the eating does not include drinking. Eile misha hoyu lefonav shnei kikoyim v'am ha-shvur shle oichel kikazeh v'chaz v'am ha-shvur shle oichel kikazeh shema ene chayev shtayim. And the Gemara rejects Rabbi Yosef back to the Chavaya that if a person had in front of him two loaves and he said an oath that I will not eat this loaf and then he said an oath that I will not eat from that loaf, would he not be liable twice? By mentioning in the earlier case I will not eat and drink, he showed that he wishes to differentiate. Rabbi Chananya b'shem Rabbi Pinchas Shamala min ha'acha shur shla oichel v'ochel oichlin she'enen ru'uyin l'achile v'shasa mashkim she'enen ru'uyin l'shtia pato ha'em shasa mashkim ru'uyin l'shtia chayev le'b'shua shla oichel. The Rabbi Chananya said to Pinchas an additional source, a fourth source for that eating includes drinking. It's a Mishnah and Shuras, also in the same parak as before. It says there in Mishnah Dalad, an oath that I will not eat, and he ate food that is inedible or drank liquids that are undrinkable, he is exempt. But if he drank liquids that are drinkable, he will be liable, even though his oath was against eating. Nichem asnisen danan maen shvur shloi eichel bam korbanon deinen maen shvur shloi eichel ushloi eshte. The Gemara rejects this by saying that that's fine according to our text in the Mishnah there, that he says an oath that I will not eat. But according to the Rabbanon, whose text reads an oath that I will not eat or drink, then there's no proof. Rechinna shamala min hador, ocha v'shosa behelem echad enechai v'la achas. Rechinna had a fifth source for this idea that drinking is included in eating, that it says, if he ate and drank in one spell inadvertently, he's only liable once. And this shows that eating includes drinking. Rabbi Abba, Mawi shamala min acha, v'echalti bo ani m'menu ela shasisi. Rabbi Abba Mawi brings now from a sixth source where it says that in the pasuk in Dvarim Chofar pasuk Yudalad, I didn't eat from it, means the Mashasheni, in my morning, and would drinking have been permitted? Rather, eating includes drinking. And the Gemara now says in the correct guess is Ad Kadoin da Amar Shua Shle Eicha Veshasa Bram Kaman Ba Amar Shua Shle Eshte Veachal. I should say the Gemara asks the question. Until here, we've only seen that if a person made an oath against eating and then he drank, that he would be liable. But if he made an oath against drinking and he ate, would he also be liable? Shtir bechal achila, vein achila bechal shtir. The Gemara answers that drinking is included in eating, but eating is not included in eating. If the bai mashem min hado, loisucha leachal b'sharecha, maseh dagoncha v'sirushcha v'yitzarecha, sirushcha ze'ayayin v'yitzarecha, zusicha v'atayra kora oisa achila. Some want to bring a seventh source for the idea that drinking is included in eating. It's a pasuk in Dvarim Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin, you may not eat in your gates maaseh of grain, wine, and oil. V'tiroshecha refers to wine, and v'yitzarecha refers to rubbing oil, and the Torah calls them both eating. V'ein mechovar in teima mechovar hu yilakeh alav chutz l'chayma. The Gemara rejects that and says, no, the teaching from the word v'yitzarecha is not a full drasha from the Torah, as if it would be, one would incur lashes for rubbing outside of Yerushalayim.